You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Little after 5 o'clock in the Southland, a live imaging Tuesday with shit out of a cap. Time for what you need to know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
I can't believe you did that.
Man, it's so small market.
That's just not something that we do on this show. That's like a Mason thing, not turning your mic on.
So, I didn't know it was
so
on. It
small
wasn't
market.
On.
Take it away, pretty soon.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, so shout out to Laura for giving me this what you need to know. Will Ferrell is slated to star as John Madden in an upcoming movie about the Hall of Fame coach and broadcaster. The movie Madden will be directed by 5-time Oscar nominee David O. Russell, who... among others, has directed Silver Linings Playbook. You guys probably remember that movie with Jennifer Lawrence. Mm-hmm.
Good Philadelphia movie.
Yeah.
An Eagles fan. So.
Solid sports movie. The movie, which will be called Madden, will be produced by Amazon and MGM Studios. And the film is expected to touch on Madden's time as head coach of the Raiders, his TV broadcasting career, and how he became the creative force behind one of the most popular video game franchises of all time. There's no indication when filming will start or when the movie will be released.
Do you like the casting?
I think that Will Ferrell, he'd probably play a good John Madden, I think. What do you guys think?
So I think that everything that Will Ferrell turns to gold.
I mean, everything?
I mean,
well,
does it?
Succession, things, yeah. Succession did pretty well.
No, but I'm just saying not everything. It's not. You make it seem like the guy...
He's an executive producer on Succession.
I didn't even know that.
I want to tell you something. Yeah. Last night, I feel so...
Him and Adam McKay.
Yeah.
I'm experiencing...
Everything McKay touches turns to gold, for sure.
I'm experiencing so much FOMO about... The whole Succession thing.
I tried to tell you for a year to watch it.
Did you not watch the show?
So I started watching it.
I'm only on the first season, but it's a blast.
I started watching it. I stopped along the way for whatever reason.
Shocker.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to watch TV when you're with me.
Last night, that's true. Last night, I went back.
How much did you watch?
Last night, I watched season 2, episode 3. So now I'm going into 4. So they went on the big...
Well, no, you're at season 2, episode 3. You're
right.
Not into 4 yet.
Yeah, no, I know. My son just finished it yesterday. So I got to catch up. I've got so much FOMO about Succession. So we've been looking for a show. We should all watch Succession.
I know
we're late.
That's
to
fine.
The party.
No,
I think half of them do.
I'm already watching it, so sure. I'm already almost at the end of the first season.
All right, Lindsay, you're the only one. You got to catch up.
No, I started watching
it a
long time ago.
Oh, all right.
I'm on like the third season, and then I kind of lost interest, not going to lie.
Okay.
I haven't started, Cap, so.
Well, come on, let's go. Everybody chop. Let's go. Catch up to me. See, I'm the leader in the clubhouse
right now.
Wait,
she's in the third season.
I've done Succession breakdowns all day today on
Lindsay
the station.
Lindsay said she was in the third season.
Yeah, but she stopped a long time ago.
She's still ahead of you.
I'm active.
I'm still way ahead. I guarantee if I could finish it tonight if I wanted to. I'll finish it way before you, Cappy, that's for sure.
Yeah, she would.
All right, let me catch up to you.
Does it all make sense to you? Are you getting at everything?
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they can be complex, you know? Yeah.
I think the first season is great.
For a guy like me.
Well,
first season is good.
The second one, it's pretty good. And then the third one, it just kind of like jumped the shark for me.
Yeah, but you have to get to the end.
Okay.
Well, at that point, you've invested. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. You mentioned that Will Ferrell wants to be John Madden. Speaking of John Madden, the Raiders, did you see this story about Jimmy Garoppolo failing a physical?
I did see this.
But they can get out of from under him without any costs.
Right. So,
but then who's going to play quarterback?
Well, that's just it.
I told you the other day they're going for Caleb,
Well, maybe.
Wouldn't you?
Yes. But hold on a second. If Jimmy Garoppolo cannot play for the Raiders.
Who's the backup right now?
Like Brian Hoyer?
No way.
It is Brian Hoyer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
If Jimmy Garoppolo.
They're definitely going winless.
No, wrong.
If Brian Hoyer is the quarterback.
You have this wrong. You have it. Hear me out. So the Raiders, if Jimmy Garoppolo cannot start the season.
Right. It would be Brian Hoyer or Aiden O'Connell.
Wrong.
Yeah.
And wrong.
Oh, Tom Brady.
Come on.
No.
Come
stop.
On. No, it's going to happen.
Why would you do that when you have a chance at getting the next Patrick Mahomes, maybe?
Here's why.
Oh.
Because Tom Brady's now an owner. I mean, you've been reading the stories about Tom Brady buying in and investing into the Raiders.
Right.
Why would he do that?
Right.
What of all the
wouldn't
teams?
Wouldn't he have to relinquish his ownership?
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Isn't that like a conflict of interest?
What do you mean, no, yes?
You
I'm pretty sure you can't
own
be
a team.
The player owner in
why not?
Though.
But if they're going to figure it out for somebody, it would be him.
Yeah, why not? I mean, Al Davis, since we're talking about the Raiders, was a coach and then an owner. And I think he may have been a coach owner at the same time. Somebody do some research.
All right.
I don't mean you or us. I mean somebody out there.
I'll find, yeah.
Okay. All right, look. Yeah, I met somebody in the circle of trust.
The NFL banned owners from playing in NFL games.
The NFL banned owners from playing in NFL games? Who was the owner that played?
I don't know. I guess there was...
What, Jerry Jones playing a game we didn't know about?
Here, let me find the
Yeah, but they could turn that around with one vote.
Well, you'd have to get the majority of people to vote for it. Well, or more than a majority. You'd have to get two-thirds, right,
to pass anything? All you need to do...
Active players are not allowed to own any part of the team.
Okay, well, that could change. But nonetheless...
Yes, so he can't.
If you are the Raiders, and you now have this relationship with Tom Brady, the GOAT of all time, the GOAT of all quarterbacks.
No, go Caleb. Tom Brady maybe has a season left in him. Maybe. Go get Caleb Williams. You can win for 15 years or at least have a shot at it.
So we just tank the season?
Yes. You're already getting tons of people going to their games anyway.
Wow. Tanking in the NFL.
Oh, you act like that's never happened.
That's what Mace and Rams fans are saying to do.
Horrible.
What do you think the Colts did when do you buy that they weren't tanking when Andrew Luck was available?
Who was quarterbacking back then? It was in between Peyton Manning and Andrew
Luck.
It
was Dan Orlovsky and a bunch of other guys.
Dan ran the wrong way.
I don't think that was with the Colts. I think that was with the Lions.
Right. With the Lions. Yeah, yeah. But nonetheless, he was one of the quarterbacks.
He still ran the wrong way.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Look.
Tanking. People have done it. The Dolphins tried to do it.
All I'm saying to you is this, that if Jimmy Garoppolo can't play, Mark Davis makes one phone call to his partner, his business partner. God. Hey, partner.
There's no Raider fan that actually wants that.
I don't know.
Dude, he did not look that good the last year. Like, he didn't. He threw for a lot of yards, but he skipped balls to receivers. Like, he was doing stuff that I was like, bro, that doesn't even look like Tom Brady.
You know why?
Games.
You know why that is?
Why?
Because they have no offensive line. Everybody's hurt. You know?
I don't know about that.
No?
I don't know about that. You want this man to play
so badly. Yes, I do.
Are you going to go to a game if he plays there?
I'm going to go to a Raiders game this year no matter what because I've never been in that stadium.
I need to go to one, yes.
I've not been in that stadium and I really want to go.
Would you reenact the ghost scene with him?
With Tom Brady? No question.
Oh, for sure.
With the pottery?
Would you be Demi? Oh, yeah. You would want to be Demi or you want to be Swayze?
He wants to be Demi.
Demi?
Whatever.
Yeah. Do you want to be Demi or Swayze?
He wants Brady behind him. He wants Brady Swayze.
Oh, Tom. I've thought about this day.
I mean, Tom Brady is to me what LeBron James is to Shedano.
No, LeBron James is not that to me at all.
No?
No. When LeBron is done, whenever that is, that'd be great. Good
for him.
You're
not going to cry like I cry about Brady? You're not going to whine about it?
I'll be like, no.
You mean when LeBron owns a piece of the Vegas NBA squad and then they need a player, you know, and then LeBron's available at 75 years old? You're not going to be calling
it's
for
75.
LeBron?
No. No. When LeBron's career's over and if he becomes an owner, that's cool. He'll be part of the game still, but that's it. It'll be over.
Troy Aikman even thinks that it's a possibility.
Okay, well, that's cool. I wouldn't. I'm just saying I wouldn't do it if I were the Raiders. Like, if my choices are one maybe above average year from Tom Brady, or I can potentially get what I think is a once-in-a-lifetime generational-type quarterback that will put you... You're already in a division with the best quarterback in the league. You need somebody to compete against him.
What did Troy Aikman have to say? Let me hear what... Can we hear this? Are you interested in this?
He's our colleague,
okay,
of course.
Okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for Tom. I wouldn't rule anything out. He obviously, you know, has a relationship with the head coach. He knows the offense. He'll keep himself in great shape. I'm a big Jimmy Garoppolo fan, so I'm really pulling for him. But I would bet that just nothing's off the table as far as, you know, what may occur during the season or what Tom's role may be. You just never know. Those things kind of just happen out of nowhere. You don't really predict them or plan for them.
By the way, Jay Bermudez tweets me and you and says, FYI, GOAT of all time is redundant.
Yeah, it is. I did realize. That's like saying tuna fish. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's really no reason to say fish.
It annoys me when people say tuna fish.
There's no reason to say fish. Just we know tuna's a fish.
Right.
But yeah, why would you go and just ask Tom Brady to come down for 1 year when you got a kid that literally people think can be the next Patrick Mahomes? I think he's better than Patrick Mahomes at that stage of his life.
Maybe because you can't guarantee that you're going to have the number one overall pick.
If you lose the games, which you will if you start Brian freaking Hoyer, yeah, good chance.
That was like the opposite of Herm Edwards. You play to lose the games.
Well, you start Brian Hoyer. When was the last time Brian Hoyer played in a game?
Maybe last year?
No way.
Maybe 2 years ago?
I think he played in a game last year, but let me look.
Maybe 3 years ago? How about 4 years ago?
Yeah, I don't remember the last time he played.
No? Down in Houston, maybe? Cleveland?
I don't know.
No, he played, let's see, last season.
He's 30.
2022, he played.
He was 0-1 last year.
Yeah, who did he play for?
I think he was with the Patriots?
Yeah, it was with the Patriots. He played one game, I guess, when the Zappy kid got hurt and Mac Jones was hurt.
Okay, yeah. See, he knows the offense, Hoyer.
Which offense?
He knows Josh McDaniels' offense with the Raiders.
Right. So start Brian Hoyer. Then you'll get Caleb Williams.
Right. So just send him out there to get annihilated.
And you get Caleb Williams. If I were the owner of that franchise, I'd be like, guys, I love Tom being part of the organization, but we got to think longer term here.
Okay. And so you think...
When in doubt, zoom out.
Mm-hmm. This is like your new phrase. You got to put it on a t-shirt. Otherwise, it's a waste. I mean, it's a big waste.
You already trademarked that one, Cap.
Well, no. I mean, I got to give it up to George. That's his.
Wait, never mind.
Like, mine is more like inch by inch, it's a cinch. You see what I'm saying? Like, I got my own.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I want. I would like Caleb Williams. If I'm no Raider fan right now that would prefer Tom Brady over Caleb Williams.
You'd have to
be nuts.
How can you say such a thing?
You'd have to be nuts.
Have you spoken to every Raider fan?
No.
Do you feel like you have the pulse of the Raider Nation?
I know what being smart and sensible is.
And you're saying that the Raider fans are smart and sensible.
Dude, they've had Derek Carr for a bunch of years. Like, Tom Brady is not that, at this stage of his life.
Big upgrade.
No, big not upgrade. That much better.
Big
than
upgrade.
Not that much.
For one
Dude,
year, big upgrade.
Do you know how hard it is to get a chance at one of these guys that can be your quarterback for 15 years?
Are you saying you can feel the autumn wind better than Shitano?
I guess in this instance, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm going to open it up right now.
That's it.
We're opening up the phone lines?
It's open?
Yeah, 877-710.
We're getting interactive sports radio?
It's the big 515 call of the day.
Oh, really? Can you not say how you doing?
Yeah. No pleasantries. Just get right to it.
Don't be gutless.
All right?
Sound off like you have a pair.
Fan right now, Tom Brady or Caleb, or a chance at Caleb Williams. Right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710.
Come on, Brady fans. Where are we at?
776.
Come on, Brady fans.
The autumn wind.
Also, Stephen A., I love my guy Stephen A., but he's making some comments about this series that I just don't agree with. All right, Raider fans are dialing in, 877-710-ESPN. Raider Nation, unite!
Raider Nation, this is where you sound off this afternoon.
Like you got a pair.
Like you got a pair. Don't be gutless with your calls.
Yeah.
Make them hardcore calls.
All right, we'll get to all that and more
my
of that.
Goodness.
More of that.
I hope everybody's watching on YouTube because it's so much fun.
By the way, I would be the Demi to Aikman as the Swayze. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, Raider fans are calling. We'll do a little of that. We'll get into this final series next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quarter after 5 p.m. in the Southland, a live imaging Tuesday with Shitano and Cap. Happy 70th birthday, Danny Elfman. Of course, did a lot of huge scores and movie themes, but before that, he was the singer-songwriter for Oingo Boingo with Dead Science.
Wow.
But this song, was one of my favorite 80s movies.
Weird Science.
I screwed up
Dead Man's Party and Weird Science.
Kelly LeBrock.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah.
Right? Loved Weird Science. Man, Fats, man, let me tell you this little story, man. Last year, I was crazy insane for this little eighth grade. Well, I can't do the rest of the scene, but that is a great movie.
That's good.
That is a great movie. Dude, don't mess up the name of the movie. It's very small market.
I screwed up the thing. I confused Dead Man's Party and Weird Science.
Come on, do better.
Great movie. I would usually go to Dead Man's Party, especially considering now we're going to the Raider Nation.
Dude, Raider Nation is lighting up the phone lines. They want to weigh in on... You want them to go and like bring in Tom Brady.
I want them
to just deal with it this year and get Caleb.
Let me define my position.
Yeah.
If Jimmy Garoppolo cannot play for you...
Correct.
You go to Tom Brady. And you make him an offer to come quarterback your team for a year. He knows the Josh McDaniels system. He brings instant credibility and leadership to the locker room. And the Raiders are four games better with Tom Brady than they were with Derek Carr.
You're out of your mind.
I've just made a very compelling case.
Yeah, I mean, based off nothing. Like, and literally, like stuff you're pulling out of your tuchus.
This is based on 4,500 yards passing last year with a crappy team in Tampa Bay.
And because the Raiders are that much better?
The Raiders could be better with
Tom
Brady.
They play in a division with Patrick Mahomes. You think Tom Brady wants to see Patrick Mahomes twice this
season? Tom Brady could be Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't know about that, bro.
In Vegas.
Yeah, good luck. True. All right, let's go to the Raider fan, Steven Burbank. Steven.
What's up, Kings? I disagree with Cappy, unfortunately. Love you, Cap.
Love you, brother.
I could not have Tom Brady. It's just against our like morals as Raider Nation. My mom was going to even boycott watching them last year when we were thinking about getting Tom Brady. Yes, come on now. But I don't believe in tanking either, though, because I wait for this stuff every year, and I can't do another year of just badness. I just hope Jimmy G figures it out.
But here's the problem, Steven, and thank you for the call, pal.
Rack him.
And he got a sigh in there, too.
The badness. You've been mediocre, which is actually the worst place to be. Just stink. Just go winless for Williams, okay?
Winless and gutless.
There you go. Steve is in Long Beach. Another Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
I've been a Raider fan. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll let him slide. All right. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, so I've been a Raider fan since I was 11, back in 2001. And I'll never forget the Tuck Rule. Never forget that. And I'll never forgive Tom Brady for he did that documentary with Woodson, and he said it was a fumble. And, and like the other speech said, I won't take Tom Brady. I'd rather lose all the games and draft Caleb.
Let's go. Mm. Winless for Williams.
Mm. Unite, Raider Nation.
Jeff and Encino, winless for Williams?
Well, that sucks. That phone sucks.
We lost you. Sorry, Jeff.
You got
Greg and Whittier, winless for Williams?
Winless for Williams. We've been a joke for a long time. Brady's a joke. He's not going to do anything for us. Even some way, we'll find a way to screw this up and not get Williams, even if we lose them all. But I'm ashamed of the association with what they've done with McDaniels and Ziegler. It's terrible. We're Patriots West. It's garbage, and I'm sick
of it. Right, but without any of the winning is the problem.
No, it's just without Tom Brady.
Yeah. But he's not Tom Brady anymore.
Yeah, he is.
He sounded depressed.
Yeah, he is.
Even though he lives in Whittier, where the girls are prettier, so he should smile.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. All right, my guy Camilo in Boyle Heights. I haven't heard from him in a long
Boyle
time.
Boyle Heights, here we go.
Camilo. Taco shop right there.
That's right. Bowl game, Charger Nation over here. But listen, it's a no-brainer. Are you kidding me? Tom Brady, Tuck, we'll get out of here. And Caleb Williams, the eye does not lie. You could see it. He's in control out there. I would trade Justin Herbert for him. He is the real – he's in charge out there. When he's out there, you know who's in control.
He's the single best college quarterback, Camilo, that I've ever seen. And, like, he to your point, he's like a point guard in a quarterback's body. It's insane.
You think you got your hands on him? No, you don't. He knows exactly where you're at, and he knows he's got that next millisecond to get that thing off or to keep his head up, and that's what he does. He's in charge out there, and that's what you need as a CEO of your team. You need someone that's in charge Yeah, okay, give me the play call, but I'm going to call what I think is necessary at this time.
Yeah, the only minor thing that worries me, Camilo, and thank you for the call, buddy, good to hear from you, is like the soft tissue stuff, but he's a baby. Like, that stuff they'll figure out.
Camilo, the Bolt Gang, huh? Really? You're going to call here and drop the Bolt Gang on me, are you?
Yeah, he did.
Is that right?
Yeah, Charger Hater Club.
The Bolt Gang. You dropped that right on me, huh?
Bolt Gang.
All right. Yeah. See my boy Johnny Bolt Pride. Talk to me.
Malik in L.A. Malik.
Yo, huge Washington Redskins fan here. I'm just saying I'm going Caleb Williams all day. I hope we trade for him. He's a D.C. native. He's special. The kid's got juice, man. I hope Washington makes a push.
The Commanders. Yeah, they changed the name, dude. Did you know that?
I don't think anyone's trading Caleb.
Did you know that they changed the name of the organization?
He's gone.
Okay, well, I just wanted to inform him as a fan of the organization.
Yeah.
You call them by his proper name.
So most people think you're crazy, Cappy.
That's all right.
Do you see how many calls we just racked?
Just racked those calls.
Racked them, man.
No problemo. Nobody takes more calls
sports
than
radio.
Us. Nobody takes more calls. Nobody bangs out more calls than we do.
That's not true. We literally have not banged calls in a month and a half.
Passion and energy.
Dude, we haven't banged calls in like a year.
No,
a month
that's
and a
not
half.
True. We had that one show where we told people to make sure don't like screw it up because Bergman doesn't want calls.
I wasn't here that day.
And we did it to defy Bergman.
It was an Andy Kamenetsky day.
Don't let Bergman win, right, Laura? Thank you. Yeah, you weren't here.
That's right. So yeah. I haven't banged calls. I haven't done any call banging in a long time.
You got your call bang situation sorted
out. Feel pretty good.
Yeah. So there you have it. Stephen A. Smith, Cappy, the finals start on Thursday. You can hear them right here on 710 ESPN.
I want to say something about that real quick.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing when Denver knocked the Lakers out. Mm-hmm. If you looked at the calendar.
Oh, man, it was a long time ago.
You were like, they're not going to start the finals until next Thursday?
Yeah.
That was last Monday.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, they're going to lose me emotionally. But the Eastern Conference Finals were so good, and they lasted until last evening, that I got a Monday game and now a Thursday game.
Right, so you're chilling for a couple days, and then you're back.
It didn't bother me at all.
Right, no, it's perfect. It worked out great for the league.
I mean, I thought it was going to be a really bad thing. Like, I'm going to forget about basketball.
Layoff. Yeah.
Yeah, not. Yeah,
they were worried about the long layoff.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, sources told me that.
Okay, sources.
Yeah. But Stephen A. had an interesting theory when he was thinking about these two teams. Mm-hmm. As everyone starts to try to figure out who they like in this series, as they size the two up, here's what Stephen A. said about who he likes and why.
The Denver Nuggets have been flying under the radar all season long, despite being the number one seed in the Western Conference. When you look at Jokic and what he is doing right now, and his greatness cannot be denied. Nobody can stop him. Nobody can stop him. Obviously, they handled their business against Minnesota. We saw what they did in the second round against Phoenix. They go to the conference finals. They sweep the Lakers. Okay. They had two short games where the defense didn't show up against Phoenix. Outside of that, they handled their business. They did what they were supposed to do. I'm saying they did it. They still did it. I'm not going to take that away from them. They've been a dominant team in this postseason, and that's where I come up with they've been more impressive because they've handled their business in thorough fashion.
So, look, I've been touting them all season. I agree. But to say that they have had a tougher or more impressive run, I guess, right, is the way he described it, than the Heat, I don't buy that. Like, first of all, they beat Milwaukee. And say Giannis was hurt for two games. They were actually better when Giannis... They beat Milwaukee by more points when Giannis was actually on the floor than when he was out.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Knicks, whatever. But they beat Boston. Like, that's a tougher road than Minnesota, Phoenix, and the Lakers with LeBron on one leg.
Yeah, but I mean, I think a lot of people going into these playoffs thought, one, the Eastern Conference is probably better than the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I think most people went into this thinking that Phoenix was the team to beat in the West.
Right. But then we quickly realized, oh, yeah, that depth thing is a problem.
Okay.
Or lack thereof.
But what Denver was able to do was get rid of Minnesota in, I think it was five or six games.
Yeah.
They got rid of Phoenix in, six games. They swept through the Lakers.
Right.
Now, the Heat were not a number one seed beating people up. The Heat were a team that was scratching and clawing its way in because, as I recall, they were down late in the game against Chicago in the play-in.
Right.
So they had to scratch and claw their way to get in, first and foremost.
Right.
Then, to beat Milwaukee the way they did, super impressive. To beat Boston when they're up 3-0 and then tied 3-3, super impressive.
Well, especially when you think about the fact that you lose game six the way you did.
Right.
Like, you lose game six. Immediately, my mind went to another time that that I saw that something like that in that building, but it was the other way around, when Ray Allen hit that shot, right? I was like, wow, this is what San Antonio must have felt like, and they still had another game to play on the road. Now, what I thought of at that time was, yeah, but the Spurs were like within a minute of potentially winning game seven. Like, they were right there in the end. And then I saw Spoelstra and Butler after the game, because immediately everybody was saying the same thing. Oh, no way they can recover. They were crowning the Celtics. And I saw Spoelstra and Butler as defiant as they were in the post game, and I'm like, oh, they're not losing that next game. And then Spoelstra doubled down at their pregame shoot-around, and I was like, oh, they're definitely not losing this game.
And then, of course,
and then Tatum got hurt.
Right, first possession, first offensive possession.
But they beat him with Tatum, too, I think.
I agree. Listen. Yeah.
I mean, Malcolm Brogdon basically said before the series, we're not going to let them out-tough us, and then by the end, he admitted they out-toughed them.
Well, here's kind of the thing now as you head towards, forget about whose road was tougher, whose road was more impressive. Like, for me, I would never even engage in that conversation. I get the first take thing, and everybody's got to, you know, we got to come up with topics, and then you take this, I'll take it. That's not a conversation me and my buddies are having. Hey, who had the tougher road to the NBA Finals? But you see, now, George, now you get to a point where you're trying to figure out how to pick the NBA Finals. On one hand, I think I can make the argument that Denver could beat the Heat in four straight, and they could sweep them, and this thing could be over, because they're healthier. They've got more bodies to throw at them. They're very well rested. They should be hyper confident. And as for Miami, the problem is, and the reason you can't pick against Miami is because they find a way to grit things out. Nobody's got more heart. Nobody's got more belief in what they do. So I'm at a complete loss, because I think Denver could sweep them, but I think Miami could win in seven.
I've always said Miami's kind of like, because of the Pat Riley connection, a little bit of like a cousin franchise to the Lakers. And really, since the Heat won their first championship with Shaq and Dwayne Wade, only the Lakers have been in the finals as much or more than them. I think they've been in the finals one or two more times in that stretch of almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've been the two most, the two best franchises in the last two decades. So, it to your point, it is a testament. I don't think Denver is the deeper team, though. I'll explain that maybe at 5:45. We'll get a little further into the series. And we got to get into some other stuff here.
Like
some,
what?
Some sad news.
Like what?
About a basketball player that we all grew up to love here in Southern California. I'll tell you about that coming up in just a little bit. But first, award-winning Radio Tinder is next.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Sit Out with Cap around 5:30 p.m. in the Southland. Radio Tinder time. You know, we like to play a TV theme. Well, this is sort of film and TV, huh? On this day in 2008, the film version of HBO's comedy series Sex and the City, starring Sarah Jessica Parker, was released. Can you hear they're coming back again on HBO?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, on HBO or on Max?
Season on Max. It's on Max, I think.
Okay. Because I'm all caught up
as you
there.
Would say, oy vey. Yes. Just what we needed, more Sex of the City.
It was a good show.
It was a great show.
Same women? Same actresses?
Only three.
Sarah Jessica Parker, I love her.
The one that you love, Cappy's not on it.
Which one? The tall one?
Yeah, the blonde.
The dirty one.
Mm-hmm.
She's not on the dirty one.
Because they don't get along with her or something.
Love her.
Classic Sex in the City back in the day. I had a girlfriend that called me Mr. Big, not because of that, but because I smoked Cohibas and always wore a suit. So I had good memories.
Okay.
Anyway, you can follow her at Lindsay Baseball on Twitter or Instagram. Don't forget about our sponsor. Why are you making that face, Laura?
What?
It's because of the Cohibas and the suit.
I'm nada. Just over here minding my own business.
Don't forget about our sponsor, Tequila Mandala.
Yeah.
Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Take it away, producer.
Thanks, Christopher. Boy, you're really struggling with that mic today, huh, George?
Yeah.
I usually turn it on.
She does. She usually turns it on for me.
You know. I got,
well, wait a minute. Whoa. I'm not going to give producer Laura Kraft for this. This is a major market.
Yeah.
That's my small market stuff.
Usually is on, but it's okay. It's not on today.
I mean, if this was the Dan Lebatard show, I think the expectation would be you turn your own mic on and off.
I can turn my own mic on and off.
If this was the Sid Rosenberg show in New York City.
This isn't Miami Sports Radio.
And guess what
this
is, Jack? This is Shitano and Cap, an afternoon drive in L.A.
Right. Yeah.
This is such bleepery.
Yeah.
That too.
What is what do we got here, Linz?
All right, so
moving along.
Billionaire Mavericks owner Mark Cuban took to Twitter last night.
Oh,
during
I saw this. What kind of ratatouille nonsense is this?
Let me hear what
trying
this
to
is.
Rat people out.
Let me hear what this is all about. He's a rat.
Cappy, there's nothing worse than a rat. Yeah. You know that.
Rat people out.
We know that firsthand, Cappy.
What are you doing there,
Cubes? You may be able to relate, Cappy.
Wait, let me hear what happened.
During the Heat's Game 7 win over the Celtics, Cuban went on Twitter to ask how many fans were watching the game through an illegal stream. Naturally, Twitter users reacted skeptically.
Yeah, like, bro, why are we going to tell you that?
Why would I be watching on an illegal stream?
Well, a lot of people were, like, jokingly accusing him of being a cop or calling him Narc Cuban instead of Mark Cuban.
That's funny. That is funny.
So, illegal streams or not, the NBA postseason has been good for TV ratings. The NBA playoffs have been ESPN's most watched in 11 years.
Yeah.
So, illegal streams or not, the league appears to be in a good place. Have you watched an illegal stream of a game or sporting event in the past year? Swipe left or swipe right, George?
No, swipe left in the past year? It's been years. Like, there was probably some international stuff that I wanted to watch that, you know, maybe I've done that, but not like American sports. Like, I just have all the silly, like, packages or whatever, you know, and watch it there. Like, I don't watch hockey like that, like, so I don't have, like, the hockey package.
But
I'll watch, like, the NFL package, the Major League Baseball one, the NBA one. I have those three.
Here's one I'm guilty of. How about, like, boxing?
No. If I want to watch a fight, I'll watch it. Okay. Like, I'll buy it. There's not that many fights that I will buy pay-per-views for. I got to really want to watch the fight. But there's a lot of boxing on now that's non-pay-per-view, too. Top-ranked boxing on ESPN has been fantastic over the years. PBC is really good on Showtime. So, like, yeah, I don't know. I haven't really, yeah, it's been like an international sport, maybe like a soccer thing or something one time that I wanted to watch.
How about you, Cappy?
I feel like this is a bad question for a guy like me. You know, like, I'm just a little too, like, I blurt things out and I just say things, you know? So the question is, have I watched a sporting event on an illegal stream in the last year?
Yep.
My answer is no.
Okay.
Because that's the right thing to say. You should not be watching these things on illegal streams.
Yeah, well, you don't like to pay for stuff. I clearly pay for stuff.
But on the other hand, let's just say my answer wasn't no. The answer would have been yes. Because that's the opposite of no.
What type of events would you, if you hypothetically did watch illegal streams, what type of events would you do so?
I might maybe consider watching all Dodger games on some kind of a streaming thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. I did that the one season. It's a real pain, though.
Well, years ago, right, you couldn't watch it.
I had to get the Unlocator app, like, on the laptop,
really?
I couldn't read where I was.
Yeah, when did they change it? 2 years ago?
It's been like 2 or 3 years now.
Somebody gave me, they said, hey, you want to watch any baseball game? This is the place to go.
I want to say it was either right before the pandemic. Yeah, pretty
but
sure.
But I just want to be clear that I've never done that.
Okay,
never
Cappy,
done that.
Okay.
We've had too many people get...
But I still paid for the MLB...
Including one of your old partners.
Yeah, the guy you just mentioned.
I still paid... I still paid for MLB extra innings. I just had to have something so I could get the location turned off.
Right, I understand.
You thought I was in Canada.
You needed a VPN.
So you could watch the Dodgers.
So I could watch the Dodgers.
Well, I do think it's really silly if you're paying for MLB extra innings and you couldn't watch your home team because of a blackout
Yeah, that's dumb. It's the only sport that does that.
If you're paying for it, you should be able to watch anywhere.
You know, one of the names you brought up just a few moments ago, the guy got fired for going on the radio and bragging about how he was illegally getting DirecTV.
Yeah.
They came after him, got him fired, and he had to pay reparations.
Yeah.
So just to be clear, I have never used an illegal stream.
I mean, I have only at a friend's house. I don't know how to do it, but my friends did it to watch a boxing fight.
It was years ago for me, and it had to be something like that, like some international sport I couldn't watch here.
Can I just tell you that in the YouTube chat right now...
You know what people were doing at one point?
Yeah.
And they shut this down quick. Remember when Twitter used to have a partnership with Periscope?
Yes, I remember that.
People with Periscope fights, particularly.
Yep. UFC especially, yeah.
Yeah, and Dana White shut that bleep down.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say that right now, somebody inside our YouTube chat is saying that Sedano looks like Rick Moranis. You remember the character, Rick Moranis?
From Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yes, it's exactly right. Look at how cute he is.
I don't think that's a... a good comp.
I don't think that's a compliment.
What do you mean it's not a compliment? The guy's a movie star.
I'm just saying I don't think that's a good comp.
Saying you got movie star
looks.
And
he was in Ghostbusters too, right?
Yeah. He was in Ghostbusters.
That guy was really nerdy. I don't think that Sedano looks nerdy at all.
All right, I'm just telling you, people think he's good looking. I don't know why it's such an insult.
Okay.
I don't think Rick Moranis is some handsome man.
He's a movie star. He's got movie star good looks.
No,
I mean, there's definitely better comparisons.
All right.
Okay.
That was probably one of your Chatelains.
Could have been.
Yeah, he doesn't like Sedano.
Long live the San Diego show, the Cappy Cast.
Well, speaking of movie stars and TV stars.
Cappy Cast is emanating from here tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. How are you going to do that?
Yeah, but you're not bringing those people in here.
Cappy Cast is happening right here at 7:10
tomorrow. Oh, no, you can't bring that in the building. Chris will not have that.
They're not allowed here.
Those people.
Yeah, they're not allowed. Those San Diego radio people.
Right. Chris is going to cut that stream right down the middle.
What?
Audio people.
They're not radio people. They're podcasters.
Great.
But they're beneath you?
Yeah, you know what? They are. Okay, 20 years in this business. Okay.
Yeah, they are beneath me.
People want to call me a Nepo baby. That's fine. Yeah. Pops opened the door, but I've been working 20. I started as the overnight guy at Fox Sports Radio when I met a young Sedano doing weekends. We've cut our teeth, Cappy, to get to where we're at.
I understand.
What are they doing? The Cappy Cast?
Please.
Go ahead.
All right, so Kim Kardashian got candid about her personal life in the season 3 premiere of The Kardashians. She broke her silence about her split from Pete Davidson and ongoing drama with her ex-husband Kanye West. As you guys may recall, Pete Davidson, who Cappy does not like at all, was the first person that Kim Kardashian dated after she ended her marriage to Kanye, and the rapper then publicly attacked them in interviews, on social media, and even in his music. Kardashian said that she's worried that no one will ever want to date her again because they don't want to deal with the drama. So, would you ever date someone like Kim Kardashian who has a lot going on for her but comes with a ton of baggage and drama? Swipe left or swipe right, Kepi.
The baggage and the drama doesn't bother me so much. It's the physical thing. You know what I mean? Like all the guys she's been with that are like superstars and studs, and then there's me. You know?
Oh, so like, you how feel do like I you don't measure up?
Yeah, right. 100%.
Really?
Yeah. Like, and I mean physically in every way possible. Don't measure up.
Had to say it.
Cappy, I think you're too hard on yourself.
I mean, listen, if I had what some of her ex-husbands had or ex-boyfriends had, if I were 6'8", if I played in the NBA, if I had millions of dollars, et cetera,
Kanye West is not, I mean, he's kind of like a slob, you know? Like, he doesn't dress nice. He's always, I don't know. He just doesn't present well, I feel like. Mm. The rest of them, I'll give you that. Pete Davidson, though.
Pete Davidson, horrible.
I feel like you're more handsome than movie, Pete Davidson.
He's in a movie called Bupkis.
So,
yeah, I tried watching that last night. So it was terrible.
I walk out of the East Central Hotel today to walk across the street here to LA
a
Live.
Big billboard of Bupkis.
Giant billboard of Bupkis. And I'm like, this freaking Pete Davidson guy. Here he is now with Joe Pesci. Funny freaking hell, this freaking guy over here. So now he's with Joe Pesci, Pete Davidson, and I'm trying to remember who the female lead was.
Yeah.
It's like some superstar.
Big name.
Like superstar. Yeah. There's Pete Davidson in the middle of him. Hey, bro, your Taco Bell commercials blow, okay? They stink.
Whoa. Well, I don't mind those.
They're horrible.
Well, there's a concept there.
No, the concept is horrible. Hey, Pete, we're on TV. Hey, let's go over to co-host Sandro, who's standing behind in the uniform. Are we on TV? I don't know. Pete Davidson, not funny.
Rack him.
Cappy's working this hard today. He knows he's behind the eight ball on this Mandy's thing with Mason, and he's working all the angles today. He's like Harris in Major League, like just throwing everything he's got. He's got Crisco, you know, on his hip. He's got, you know, jalapenos up his nose.
This bothers me, this Pete Davidson. He's not funny.
So, Chris, since you're also single, would you date someone like Kim K?
I think I have.
With all the baggage and drama she has?
I don't plan to really date much anymore, but yeah.
Oh, you're giving up on dating?
No, I mean, you know, we got friends. Friends.
Man.
But no, I would try to avoid that at this point in my life. No more baggage.
Oh, you my feel God. Like
who
you could measure
the
up?
Drama?
Measure up how?
Measure up. Like, I mean, these guys are all NBA stars.
It has nothing,
these guys are
millionaires. Can you make them laugh, Cappy?
Yeah, why do you got to look back at those guys? I mean,
yeah,
again.
What is that about?
You know what I can do,
why
Cappy?
Tell me
what
you can do.
Make them laugh.
Oh, really?
And then all you got to do is open the door?
Yeah.
Christopher's a performer.
How do you think she landed?
So why don't you bring Kim Kardashian to the Mandy's?
I'm not looking for Kim.
Who are you looking for?
Although I think Kim's a lovely woman.
Uh-huh.
She got a lot of baggage, though. A lot of issues.
Well, okay. Exactly. So if you had the chance to date her, would you?
I would.
You would do it just for the clout.
Just for the story.
People would be like, instead of Pete Davidson, they'd be like, wow, she's dating Pete Davidson. They'd be like, who's that guy?
Right. They're like, this Kaplan guy? This Kaplan guy?
What's
he don't have any cool tattoos. He don't play in the NBA, and he's broke. Come on. Who's she dating?
All right, that is Radio Tinder, award-winning Radio Tinder, brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala.
By the way, Tequila Mandala at the Mandy's is presenting the Best Segment Award. Will it be Radio Tinder again?
Oh,
you got to vote now, Jack.
Oh, man,
ESPNLA.com. Click the Mandy's logo and see if Radio Tinder wins Best Segment at the Mandy's.
Sad news for a former Laker, potentially. Speaking of the current Lakers, what their improvement could be and should be, and more on the finals coming up next.
Live Imaging Tuesday is on with Shit Auto and Cap. Quarter in front of 6 p.m. on this day in 1980. The number one hit, little disco action lip sync, Funky Town.
Oh, what a great song.
Love this song.
And as I've talked about, my 40th birthday in September, I want a disco theme, yo.
You got any plans yet?
We got to find the location. There's a Studio 54 type place in Pasadena, not far from Slee's house.
Is that by the comedy club, the Ice House, or whatever?
Ice House. So maybe
that's an old town Pasadena.
You also told me when I last brought this up that you would be handling it.
I will take care of everything.
Old Town Pasadena rocks, man. It's a lot of places down there.
What's the date?
Well, my birthday is September 19th, but I got to look at the Jewish calendar, right?
Right.
Because it's always Rosh Hashanah, and a lot of my Jewish friends can't make my party, so I got to make it all work.
Wow, that's really nice of you, man. That's
I do.
To be considerate. Very nice.
A lot of my friends are Hebrew brothers and sisters.
It's the new year, you know.
Christopher into disco and American Gladiators. There's a 30 for 30 on about American Gladiators. You remember that show?
I can't wait to get home and watch this tonight. It's right now on ESPN Live, but you can watch it, of course, on ESPN Plus later on. I was obsessed with 30 for 30 as a kid. I had the toys.
American Gladiator.
American Gladiator. What did I say?
You said 30 for 30. 30 for 30 as a kid.
Well, I would have been too. Yeah. But American Gladiators, I had the toys.
Yeah.
I watched it every Saturday night.
It was great.
On syndication, it was like on Channel 9, at 5 o'clock.
Which toys did you have? Like Ice?
Ice. Zelda or whatever they were
Thunderbolt.
Called.
Thunderbolt.
Yeah. Oh, it
great
was
names.
Great. What a great... I mean, the story of it is, of course, it didn't work out great for some
They
of
would
the,
come on usually after the NFL games were done in some, most towns.
Here it was Saturdays.
Oh, because it was... Oh, maybe it was Saturday after college football. Who knows? But anyway.
I just remember them like jousting up on those stands, you know?
Yeah.
Which was a great
joust.
Event. And then the American Gladiators were just, they were like dolls. You know, they had the six-pack abs and they were all, everybody was all roided out, you know, like just ginormous, you know?
Yeah. It had a wrestling feel to it too, in some ways too.
What's I like the one where you got in the ball and they had to push the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's the game now that's the one with... Akbar Baja Biamila is the host.
American Ninja Warrior.
Warriors. That's kind of like a takeoff on it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes and no, but it's more like you're going up against a course, like an obstacle course.
Yeah. It's regular people, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or wasn't the Gladiators?
The regular people were facing the Gladiators.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
And Larry Zonka was doing play-by-play.
Yeah, that's right.
Larry Zonka. Who else? Do you recall?
I don't remember who the play-by-play
was. But I remember Larry Zonka.
Yeah.
Gosh, I loved American Gladiators.
Yeah. So that's on right now. So when you get home, you can watch it. You can watch it on ESPN Plus, or they'll re-air it.
They'll do the West Coast feed.
Yeah, on ESPN 2 probably. But anyhow.
Yeah.
So Cappy, a couple of things. Regarding like the former Laker, it made me sad when I saw this story. It says here that the Chicago Bulls privately believe that Lonzo Ball may never play ever again.
Because of his injury. Oh,
that's terrible.
No, it's bad. But I mean, I thought it was gonna be a lot worse. Like I thought you were about to tell me something really bad.
No, but that sucks. He's so young, man.
No, I get it. But like, I was on my way up today from South LA, and I talked to my mother. And I don't know if it's like this for you, but with my mother, it's always about who died. You know, she's like, did you hear? I'm like, no, what happened? She's like,
did you hear?
Yeah. She's like, your sister's friend, she died. I go, oh my God, that's horrible. How old was she? Because my sister's like, I don't know, 50. And my mother's like, 92. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you know, that, you know, I get it, you know?
Yeah.
So like my mother is one of these people. And then she still got into me about another. She goes, and this girl I went to high school with, turns out 2 days after the last day of school, she drops dead. So my mother is like a walking obituary section for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you said there was all this sad news,
it just sucks, man. That kid, like, he's the number two overall pick not that long ago.
Now, what's wrong with Lonzo Ball? What's
the
problem?
Leg injuries.
Leg injuries. Yeah. Now, I'm going to just take a leap here. I'm gonna go from A to Z, okay? If the young man has all these leg injuries, was he wearing the family sneaker? I'm being totally serious here. The Big Baller brand, that was supposed to be
I'm not a podiatrist.
No, I'm not a podiatrist.
Yeah.
I'm not, but I like my feet to be rubbed. You know? What?
Who doesn't, Cappy?
No, I mean, I do. I love it. Yeah. Gosh, I love it. So, serious question. Did the kid wear the family branded shoes?
He did, yes.
And
the brother did not.
Okay.
And the LaMelo, that is.
And the shoes were kind of reputed to not be the highest of quality. Is that a fair statement?
I mean, that's, I don't know. I'm assuming, I never wore them, so I don't know.
Listen, I wear like one pair of shoes.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not like some shoe expert like you. I'm no podiatrist.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not an orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah.
I'm none of these things.
Yeah. I mean, I had heard stories back in the day where he would have to change the shoes a lot during games.
Oh, so this is not something that, like, I'm just smart and I came up with this on my own.
No, there's stories about that he used to have to change the shoes.
Okay, so he's wearing the Big Baller brand shoe in an NBA game?
Yeah, back in the day.
And then he has to change from a Big Baller brand shoe to another branded shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Chicago Bulls are fearful that what leg injury? Do you know what it is? It one specific? Is it one side? Is it both?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Man.
Bottom line, leg injury. Fair? Yeah.
Yes.
Would this not be so ironic if the father who so hyped this guy gets him to the NBA, but the kid's career doesn't last because of the shoe the father was hawking? Would that not be irony and sad? Back to your word, sad?
Yes.
That would be terribly sad.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you just really brought me down.
Yeah, that's not really what I was going to go for, but I was just, it was like literally just a little anecdote that I thought was
a pretty, quickie little throwaway kind of a thing.
Not a throwaway.
No, just sort of a...
No, just like I was... It was
quick
like,
mention?
No, we were just going to have a quick, like, discussion
then,
about
what
it.
And then look what I did.
You like took it down this
look what I did.
Like an even more morbid path.
Right. I mean, it's all because of the Big Baller brand. I wanted those shoes.
Yeah.
Who knows if I'd have blown out my Achilles by now.
Yeah, I don't think it mattered if you did or not, to be honest.
No, but there's a lot of rehab that goes into it. And for a guy my age, with what I got going on in life, that's a monster inconvenience. You realize that, right?
Sure, I guess. Yeah.
Having a blown out Achilles for
it
a guy like me.
It just sucks because he's like 20-something years old.
Yeah, it does suck. You sucks know? Big time.
And he had become a really good player. So,
yeah. And look, I mean, he and his family, they were characters, you know, but they're still real people that really get hurt and then can't really sustain. Listen, it goes back to LeBron and the conversations we were having last week about LeBron. Did he play a great half? Did he play a great game? What do you expect from a guy of his age? What makes LeBron James, and by the way, Tom Brady, we were talking about him earlier as well. What makes these guys different, George? Is the ability to be available, to sustain a career for 20 plus years where you can play every single year. You mentioned Ball, how old is he, 26?
I believe so, yeah.
May not be playing when he's 27. Bad story. Very sad. Not as sad as the stories my mom was telling me earlier today, George.
No, in the 90s. 25, actually, Lonzo.
25, wow. Shame.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And... You know, look, the Bulls historically have also had some challenges with their training staff and things like that, too. So it probably doesn't help.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they almost killed Luol Deng once.
Wow. That sounds like the kind of training staff that the Chargers usually
have.
They
had like a spinal tap situation. It was leaking spinal fluid.
Oh, my goodness.
Luol Deng.
Didn't that also happen with Tyrod Taylor?
Well, he wasn't.
No, he was a punctured lung.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Which just, is clearly just, equally as crazy.
Yeah. Just punctured the lung of our starting quarterback.
Yeah. So. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. So, yeah. So, there's that part of the equation, too. But I feel bad for him. But.
Oh, my. 5:44 and 41 seconds. The first legit Sedano sigh of the afternoon here today on 710. Why so long?
Why so long to get there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just.
Nothing else irritated you between then and now?
No. I just wanted to. It just kind of like. I don't know if there's an easy transition from the story that I was going to do and then the way you took it and like trying to get back to where I wanted to
Where'd you want to go? I'm curious.
Well, I was going to get back to two things. There's these two other NBA stories that I thought were pretty interesting, which is A, LeBron got cryptic again on Instagram about retirement using some Jay-Z line.
Weird.
And then there was the other thing about the NBA opening an investigation into referee Eric Lewis, who Laker fans hate.
Also weird.
Because of an alleged burner account situation where he was... replying to people. Like he would search Eric Lewis and reply to people from this one burner account, in theory, allegedly. And the burner account allegedly was only following like five things. And one of them was like the NBA refs, his wife's team that he coaches, which is George Mason, stuff like that, where it made it very easy to figure that this person could be Eric Lewis. Now, the brother stepped up and said that it was him. Eric Lewis's brother said, no, it was actually me who said it. And
is that Emmanuel Lewis?
I don't know what Eric Lewis's brother's name is. My guess is it's not Emmanuel.
Okay.
Yeah, from Webster?
No.
No.
Just wondering if same guy.
Probably not.
Got it.
Okay. And I also thought that was strange, and I'm like, maybe it could be him, but it's just nonetheless not a good look for the NBA or Eric Lewis in that scenario.
I'm so not into referees or in any sport.
But Lakers fans had an issue with him because they thought that he was very biased towards the Celtics, and then people start digging on what he did when he officiated Celtics games. It's just like a weird slippery slope.
No.
You don't want to go down, especially if you're the NBA, because you're 20 years removed from Tim Donaghy or whatever.
All you refereeing sleuths. Is that a word? Sleuths?
Sleuths, yeah.
Sleuth? Oh, it's a th? It's not a the?
Sleuths.
Sleuths?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I thought when you pluralized it, you sleuthed it. Nonetheless, for all you guys that spend your time out there doing that research, I applaud you, because I would never do that.
Right.
But when you mentioned LeBron and his cryptic message on Instagram, what was that? So let me just...
I mean, Lindsay saw it.
Yeah, but I did too.
Yeah, you saw it too, so what did you make of it?
Well, here's what I made of it.
I didn't see his story. I saw the story after he left the story.
It's game seven, and all of a sudden, here comes this LeBron message with these Jay-Z lyrics. And by the way, you got to be down to understand stuff like this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you were down?
Well, I had to ask somebody who was down.
That's what I figured.
And then they told me, and now I'm down.
Yeah.
So these are Jay-Z lyrics about, you know, you're going to miss me when I'm gone, that kind of stuff.
Right, which is true.
Yeah, but why now? Why now at game seven?
I think he's, right. I mean,
the whole world is tuned into the NBA. So I got to say something.
It's actually, I mean, if you're looking for engagement, that's a smart time to do it.
Is LeBron James in need of engagement?
I think that he's doing it at the time when most people are watching basketball and have their focus on basketball. So probably. And really? Most people watch with their phone in their hands and in the commercials scroll through Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all, I need some engagement. So because I'm not famous enough. You know,
I mean, listen, dude, you of all people shouldn't talk. Like,
what do you mean?
You would be Mr.
I'm a
engagement.
Nobody. Yeah, but I'm a nobody.
Right. But even if you weren't a nobody, you would still do the same stuff.
I would be doing what LeBron is doing?
100%.
All right. So you see, LeBron and I have a lot in common, as I always tell you this.
but he isn't wrong. Like, he's probably coming to grips with his mortality from a basketball standpoint while watching basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doesn't it make sense?
I don't know. Does it?
It does to me.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't you?
Just seems like, hey, everybody, in the middle of game seven, when everybody's engaged in basketball, let me say something that kind of makes you think about me a little bit.
Okay. That's fair. I could totally say he's used to being in the limelight at this stage of the year. It hasn't been the case for a minute.
Yeah.
So
a couple of minutes, actually.
Yeah. Coming up next, Cappy.
Yeah.
You and I.
Tell me.
We're going to tackle some stuff.
Okay.
Okay. I want to get into how incredibly awesome I think it is that this town galvanizes over a specific thing that transpired this weekend. We'll get to that coming up next.